Doug, this is dictating on Charlene Cole. Charlene is Charlene Cole, Cole. Date of, let's see, date of test, date of consul was 1/2/24. And the date of birth is 9/18/46. Please make copy for the primary physician, David Carpenter, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and RSV. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 77-year-old female who has a prior history of COPD, has previously been admitted to the hospital almost a year ago with hypoxic respiratory failure associated with abdominal pains and a history for chronic muscle weakness and anxiety. The patient was in the hospital for more than a week, and was treated with anti-reflux measures as well as nebulized bronchodilators and also had to be given anti-anxiety medications. The patient subsequently was discharged home off oxygen and has been followed by a primary physician as an outpatient. The patient has lost weight. She has an occasional cough and some wheezing, and she has trouble ambulating due to a chronic right foot deformity since childhood. She has also a history for scoliosis and chronic muscle weakness. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for tonsillectomy and appendectomy. History of a CVA at the left cerebellum. History for gas esophageal reflux and hypertension. She had a fractured wrist in the past and has history of recurrent bronchitis. The next paragraph, allergies to emicin, ceftin, and compazine. Next paragraph. Family history is significant for sepsis in her mother. Father died of unknown causes. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient never smoked and denies any significant alcohol intake. She worked as a teacher's assistant. Next paragraph. Oh, can you mention smoking history? The patient did smoke less than a pack per day for 7 years and then quit at age 22. Next paragraph. System review: the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts and no glaucoma. She has hoarseness and wheezing and coughing spells. She has leg swelling. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and asthmatic symptoms and eczema. Also has nausea, vomiting, heartburn, and constipation. She also has anxiety. Anxiety. And she has joint pains and muscle aches. And also headaches, numbness of the extremities. And denies skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Medal list included amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40. I'm sorry. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Famotidine 20 milligrams daily. Diazepam 5 milligrams as needed. And losartan 50 milligrams a day. Synthroid 50 micrograms daily. Nebulized albuterol on Ativan solution every 6 hours. And Trelegy Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff a day. And one aspirin daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulses 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 156, saturation 96. HE and enormous phallic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, but no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Few bibasal crackles and scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular synchronous to a murmur, nursery gallop. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Srimati's no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of unpleasant, no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Extremities reveal deformity of the right foot with a brace of the right ankle and foot and decreased peripheral pulses and muscle wasting of the right lower extremity at the ankle and foot. Next paragraph, impression number one is chronic interstitial lung disease. Number two is bronchiectasis. And number three is hypertension. Number four is hypothyroidism. Number five is chronic anemia. Number six is anxiety disorder. And next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest to evaluate her for interstitial lung disease. A complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. And she will get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, advised to continue with the Trelegy Ellipta one puff daily, and nebulized Duonep solution 3 times a day as needed. And a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Can you please add in the final diagnosis also, reactive airways disease. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Copy for the primary physician, please. This is a